Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patchwork Heart Radio. You're listening to Young Catholics Respond. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. It's been a while since I have been with you, but it is great to be back and talking with you here on the air. Today, as my guest on Young Catholics Respond on Patchwork Heart Radio, I have a wonderful, wonderful musician with me. His name is Cameron Moore. He is an independent singer and songwriter that was born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. He started playing the guitar at age 7 and discovered a passion for music in his early teens. In high school, Cameron started experimenting with writing and recording songs of his own, but he never enjoyed listening or performing his own songs. He began connecting with musicians and producers in Charlotte and found himself seeking a place in the music industry. It was not until the summer before college that Cameron wrote the first song he wanted to keep. When he graduated from high school, Cameron chose to attend the University of North Carolina at Asheville. Cameron's college years have been defined by his growing involvement in various Charlotte area churches and by his pursuit of a professional music career. After signing with the McLaughlin Management Group International and recording with Uphill Studios in 2013, Cameron released his debut self-titled EP in November of 2014. He has spent the past year traveling to lead worship at churches in the southeastern United States, participating in the new Wilmington Mission Conference and opening for various artists such as Laura Story. So Cameron, welcome to Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. It is great to have you with me.
Thanks, Bill. It's good to be here.
So as we get started here on the interview, I want to just ask you, you know, because that minute-long bio doesn't quite do it justice. Tell me a little bit about your passion for music and how you got started. It said you got started at the age of 7.
Yeah, I've probably always found myself, you know, loving music. I'm really drawn towards music. But yeah, I started playing guitar when I was 7. My older brother had a really, you know, small beginner's guitar, and he didn't really play, and I picked up one day and was just kind of, you know, messing around and asked, you know, if we could start doing lessons. So I started doing that, and it took me a while really to learn. I think I was a pretty slow learner at the time, and then, but over the years, definitely got a lot better. And when I was about 14, that was when I started singing, and I got involved with the band at my church, and we didn't play that much, but we practiced a lot, and they made me the lead singer. So every week when we were getting in practicing, I was, you know, stretching and working on my voice. And from there, after that band, I guess, dissolved, I guess, would be, you know, the best word, I found another place to get involved where I was actually, you know, playing some during the week. And so, yeah, that was, you know, that was pretty much the beginning for me.
So I want to ask just a little bit about your influence and style of music. You've got a very unique style, and I want to ask, you know, what kind of influenced that style? Were there any bands, groups of people? They don't have to be well known either. You know, it could be your mom and your dad, but just tell us a little bit about the influence of your musical style.
Well, so for that EP, it's on my website, it's on iTunes. I think all through high school and into early college, when I was, you know, writing those songs, I was really influenced by bands like David Crowder and All Sons and Daughters. Probably be two of the bigger ones, but even Dunger, in some ways. I think, you know, the thing about some of those bands is they found this way to blend, you know, the kind of quote-unquote mainstream, I guess. I don't really like that word, but the quote-unquote mainstream, like what you would hear on the radio, with a little bit more of the indie sound that's kind of been making a breakthrough for the past 5-10 years. And so I think that's, you know, that's really unique and really neat. And so I think for the EP, that's certainly, you know, where my where my influences came from. And since then, I mean, the past year or two, you know, the things I've been writing, I've definitely have found a lot more influences outside of the Christian industry, as we would call it, you know, but in more independent groups. And I mean, even obviously still within the Christian industry, but just with more independent groups and that kind of sound, and bands like John Mark McMillan, you know, within the industry, and Bonnie Bear, and bands like that outside. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So it said that you opened for Laura Story in your bio. Tell me about that experience of opening for Laura Story.
Yeah, that was probably one of my coolest music experiences thus far. About a year ago, I was on my college campus just walking around, and a good friend of mine from Charlotte gave me a call, and he said, Cameron, you know, what are you doing on April 29th or something? And at that time, you know, I was a couple months away, and I was like, man, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing that far out. And he was like, well, how would you like to open for Laura Story? And I was like, that'd be sweet. He got to know her at a worship leading conference years back, and she was coming to Charlotte, and he got her to come a day early to play at the church that he works at. And so now it's the opener, yeah, and it was really neat. We got to hang out some before, and she's phenomenal. I mean, great artist, but just an overall great person, you know, getting to talk to. So that was really special.
Very neat. We want to feature a little piece of your music here on Patchwork Heart Radio for our listeners. And I always encourage listeners to go to your website, and you released two songs for radio. Maybe we can have time to get to both of them here. But can you tell me a little bit about Drowning first, the song Drowning, and we can play a little section of that song for our listeners to give them a little tease of that song. So just tell me about the message behind it, the movement behind it, and then just share with us your passion behind that song.
Yeah, totally. So Drowning I wrote in my freshman year of college, and I was looking through the book of Ephesians, and you know, there's this part where it just talks about the depth and the breadth and the width of God's love for us, and I was really kind of taken back by that. I was kind of at a place on my spiritual journey where I was really seeking a lot for myself, and studying a lot more for myself, you know, more than I had before college. And so I was really, you know, kind of taken back by that, and just kind of reading all through the context and all through that book. And so that was where the chorus came from, you know, how wide and long and high and deep is your love for me. And originally I wrote it slow, actually. I wrote it, it was more of a, almost like a ballad. And I got into the studio, and my producer was like, you know, I think we need to make this a little bit more upbeat and a little more catchy and a little faster. And so it didn't change a whole lot of the words, but definitely changed the tempo a lot. But I love it. I love it. And we've gotten a lot of good feedback on it. Anyways, really fun to write and to produce that song.
Excellent. Well, let's hear just a little bit of Drowning, and we'll come right back and talk more with Cameron Moore here on Patchwork Heart Radio. It's Radio for the Catholic Heart. Here is Drowning.
I find myself waking up as the darkness runs too high. Everywhere I go. bones with love that explodes. How wide and long, high and deep is your love for me. A cup overflows with love that explodes inside of me.
Welcome back here on Patchwork Heart Radio. You're listening to Young Catholics Respond. And the song you just heard was Drowning by Cameron Moore. He's my guest here on Patchwork Heart Radio. Cameron, what a wonderful song. Great song. And I want to play another one, if we can, for our listeners here on Patchwork Heart Radio. It is Sweet Love. Can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, definitely. Sweet Love is... It's really funny. I tell this story at probably most of my shows. When I first wrote the song, I was working on my EP, and I heard back from the producer. I'd sent him five songs, and he didn't like one of them. And so he said, "All right, so we need a fifth one," and I didn't have any more at the time. And So I sat down, and this is one of those rare cases. People will always often ask me, how long does it take me to write? And, it's kind of a super scattered, sometimes it's months and sometimes it's literally hours. And, in this particular case, it was probably 20 or 30 minutes, and, just sat down and, I had this tune playing in my head. And so I was just kind of messing with that, and the words just kind of started flowing. But what's really funny about it is I really wasn't a huge fan of the song, right after we recorded. And so when my producer had some changes, I was just kind of, I was very open to, yeah, sure, whatever. And so he made some changes, and but I didn't really learn the new version completely, and I thought, I won't really ever have to play it. And the day we released it, I heard from some of my music buddies, California, Georgia, they all texted me and they said, "Hey Cameron, I just want to listen to Sweet Love. Sweet Love's my jam. This is the I think he said something like, I'm a sucker for the really sweet, smooth songs, Anyways, I couldn't believe it. I was just completely, caught off guard, thinking, man, they're going to like all these other ones, but now everyone seemed to really like Sweet Love. So, just a funny story. I had to end up going, before my first show, I had to go learn my own song, because I didn't know how to play.
That's really funny. Tell me about the message of the song. What is the message for the listener?
I think we often enter this place of, or we're all familiar with this place of suffering and of pain, and of struggle, of the daily walk that's a struggle. So I think I was just really thinking about that, and the message that I find in Jesus' words, is that the love that he offers won't ever let you go. That it's something there that's permanent, that's bigger than anything we can imagine, and stronger than anything we can imagine. And so that sweet love won't let you go. And so that was that's pretty much the message behind it. It's just thinking through that and feeling kind of overwhelmed by Jesus' message throughout the Gospels.
Beautiful stuff. So let's take a listen to Sweet Love here on Patchwork Heart Radio. This is the music of Cameron Moore, and this is Young Catholics Respond. You're listening to Sweet Love right now.
For now there is nowhere the same. Where do you run? Where is your help? open up your heart and let love flow. Open up your heart and let love flow. Open up your heart.
Back listening here to, or just finished listening to Sweet Love here on Patchwork Heart Radio. My guest today is Cameron Moore. He is an independent singer and songwriter from Charlotte, North Carolina. And the music is just wonderful. It's amazing. And I'm sure that you connect with listeners and concert goers all over. And I want to ask you just a little bit about some stories from the road as you've been playing and performing. What is some interesting stuff that's happened to you out there on the road, Cameron?
Yeah, a couple of things. I love getting feedback from listeners and from people who have bought or in some way followed me and bought my music or in some way been following me. And I think that. I've definitely heard a lot back from songs like Sweet Love, which we just talked about, but also songs like From the Depths. A lot of stories from people going through tough times saying that song really speaks to them, and that song is really encouraging, really inspiring. Kind of a funny story. One of my first concerts actually was the album release that I played just outside of my hometown in Charlotte, and when I released this EP, I had a 5-member band with me, and we'd been practicing all day. We had this hour and a half long set, and we get to like the next to last song, I think it was, and the band completely jumped ahead, like a whole minute and a half, 2 minutes in this song, and completely skipped over this whole portion. And so it was kind of a, just like a really funny moment. Now, at the time, I was like, wait, what is happening? Now looking back, it was really fun. Standing up on stage, no one had heard these songs. They were new, and and no one knew the difference, But the whole band, I was talking with everyone later, like, I can't believe we skipped this whole, middle section of the song. And my lead guitarist looked at me and said, man, I just got excited. And I thought that we were there, and I really loved that song, and I just got excited and just, jumped into the next part. And funny story from on stage that no one in the audience would have ever known. But yeah.
Yeah, just you at the album release party. That's pretty good. So hopefully you're not skipping portions of your song on your current tour and places that you play.
Yeah.
Maybe just tell me a little bit about some upcoming dates or where are you playing. I know you're a busy guy, so just tell me a little about where you're playing and what's coming up.
Yeah, I'm currently mostly scheduling churches. I'm a worship leader at a church in Davidson, North Carolina, and so I'm there every Saturday, and then kind of scattered around Sundays, through Charlotte and Greensboro and even some in Charleston, South Carolina. I am definitely looking for more, you know, for more dates as far as concert dates. But right now, you know, there are a lot of churches in the Charlotte area that are all listed on the schedule page on my website, CameronMoreMusic.com, and they go through right now, just about through December. So,
excellent. So you've got some open availability for 2016. So again, people that are looking for a wonderful musician, and just check out CameronMoreMusic.com, M-O-O-R-E, and check that out and see, you know, Cameron's music, his whole website and everything. And of course, check out the music too. I want to ask you just where people can get the music. I know in this media age, in this social media age, it's all over the place. But just tell listeners where and how they can get a hold of all of your music.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, places like iTunes and Spotify and Amazon, you know, it's all for sale there. Just type in Cameron Moore. But it's also on YouTube. The whole album's on YouTube. And even more recently, which is really neat, I think it was just last week, Pandora uploaded all my whole album. So you can even go on Pandora and create a Cameron Moore music radio station. So
hey, there you go. That's great stuff. Cameron, I want to ask you any final thoughts or anything you'd like to leave our listeners with here.
No, thanks for the time and the opportunity. It was really good to be here with you, Bill, and look forward to the next time.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that you'll come back and let us know when you release the next album and the next album and the next album. It's just a blast to have you talk about your music. Once again, for our listeners, you've been listening to the voice of Cameron Moore, and his website is CameronMoore.com. Check it out. Listen to his music. His two radio singles that were released, Drowning and Sweet Love. Again, you can hear it right here on Patchwork Heart Radio anytime by going to TuneIn and searching for Patchwork Heart Radio. But until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry and Patchwork Heart Radio, thank you so much for being with me. I'm your founder and host, Bill Snyder. God bless. Young Catholics Respond is a production of Patchwork Heart Radio, an initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry, and may not be reproduced or transmitted without the expressed written consent of Patchwork Heart Ministry. For more information about Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit patchworkheart.org or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-70-HEART.